Welcome, everyone, to The Deep Dive.
Great to be here.
We're about to jump right into some of the most, well, cutting-edge stuff happening in artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. We're pulling insights straight from the latest sources.
Yeah.
And our aim today, really, is to give you a clear view on what's genuinely new and also how you can maybe get involved, learn more, or even, you know, take a lead in what's happening. It's such a dynamic field.
It really is. And today, we've sort of boiled things down from a couple of key places. First up, we've got the AI Daily News. This is from August 1st, 2025. Gives a real snapshot of the big industry moves, you know, what's shaping AI right now.
Okay, August 1st.
Got it. And then we'll also dig into some takeaways from something called AI Unraveled.
Yes.
That one's more focused on making AI less complex, making it accessible. And it also highlights some interesting ways people can engage within the AI community itself.
Right. So making it understandable. Mm-hmm. Our mission then, for you listening, is pretty straightforward. We want to pull out the most important bits, the real nuggets of info from these sources. So whether you're, say, prepping for a meeting or just need a quick catch up on AI, or maybe you're just really curious,
yeah,
we want to help you get those aha moments and hopefully leave you feeling, you know, properly informed, but without feeling buried in information.
Exactly. Not overwhelmed.
Okay. Let's dive in. So looking at that AI Daily News.
Wow.
What really hit me first was just the speed of it all.
Mm-hmm.
First thing, the buzz around OpenAI. It's not just another update to their models, is it? Their research leads are dropping these like significant hints about GPT-5. What's really going on there? Is it just hype?
Well, it seems like more than hype this time. The whispers, as you say, they point towards something bigger than just a faster model. The key insight, I think, is this strong signal about a shift towards true multimodal reasoning.
Multimodal reasoning.
Yeah, so not just better text. It suggests the model might actually sort of natively understand and integrate info from text, images, maybe even video, all at once.
Yep.
If that's actually what they deliver, it fundamentally changes things. You know, how AI sees and interacts with the world around it.
That is a big leap. Okay, so while OpenAI is aiming for that, their big competitor, Google, they're not just waiting around, right?
Not at all.
They just launched something. Gemini DeepThink. Sounds serious. Feels like another step up in the AI race.
It absolutely is an escalation. Yeah, Gemini DeepThink.
Yeah.
Okay, so the public details are still a bit sparse, but it strongly suggests Google's pushing hard into maybe symbolic reasoning and definitely sophisticated knowledge graph stuff.
Symbolic reasoning. So yeah. Different from how ChatGPT works.
Kind of, yeah. Think less general chat, more structured, high-level problem solving, like really complex financial modeling or maybe scientific discovery, even legal arguments.
Mm.
It looks like a very distinct strategic path, moving past just predicting the next word towards more, let's say, deliberate analytical intelligence.
Interesting. A different flavor of AI.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's where that AI Daily News got really interesting for me and honestly a bit unexpected. Reddit wants to be a search engine.
Yeah.
That feels like a massive pivot. I mean, we know Reddit for forums, communities, right? Niche discussions. Is this actually a threat to Google?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it just, you know, a smaller play?
That really is the million-dollar question, isn't it? Look, Reddit's move probably isn't about beating Google at its own game, like volume of data. I think it's about the kind of content they have. The authenticity, the specificity.
Authenticity, how so?
Well, think about it. When you need a really honest review of a product or you're stuck on some super specific tech problem.
Yeah. You often end up on Reddit.
Exactly. You find those real-world, unfiltered opinions, often quite anti-mainstream views, actually. So this pivot, enabled by AI, presumably, is about structuring and surfacing that valuable, human-vetted information. It could offer a search experience that's just fundamentally different, less corporate, maybe.
Hmm. I see. Focusing on that human element. That's a clever angle.
Yeah.
Okay. So all this rapid-fire innovation, GPT-5 hints, Google's DeepThink.
Mm-hmm.
It brings up a big question for, well, everyone listening.
Uh-huh. How do you keep up?
Exactly. How do we keep up? And more than that, how do we turn these huge advancements into something practical for understanding for our careers?
Right.
And that's actually a perfect transition to our second source, AI Unraveled, because it seems focused on just that, making this powerful knowledge easier to grasp and use.
It is. And AI Unraveled itself is, you know, a great example. It's a podcast created and produced by Etienne Newman. What's really interesting is that Etienne, he's a senior engineer, busy guy, family, but he's clearly passionate about making AI understandable for, well, everyone.
Yeah.
It kind of proves that even these really advanced topics can be broken down, made practical.
And he's not just talking about it on the podcast, right?
Yeah.
The sources mentioned he's really focused on like practical application.
Yeah.
Career stuff. Like his AI certification prep guides, ebooks, audiobooks, covering Azure, Google Cloud, AWS, the big ones.
That's right.
It really sounds like he's tackling that gap between the super high level research and, you know, getting a job or moving up in your career using AI.
Precisely. These guides, they offer clear, structured learning paths, and they directly target the skills companies are actually looking for in AI roles right now. They cover a lot, too, from like the basics of AI right up to advanced generative AI leadership skills. It just highlights how vital it is not just to know about these things theoretically, but to actually get the skills to use them.
Definitely. Knowing versus doing. And beyond the certifications, there's also this thing called the AI Unraveled Builder's Toolkit,
mm-hmm.
which sounds even more hands-on. Tutorials in PDF, audio, video, mm-hmm. designed to help people actually start building things with AI.
Yes. And that's such a great resource because it empowers people, right, to move from just taking in information to actually creating something tangible. Bridging that gap between the theory and the hands-on practice is just crucial for really getting good in this field, especially now as the tools themselves get more powerful and easier to access.
Makes sense. From learning to doing. And there's one more thing mentioned for AI Unraveled, something called a thought leadership partnership.
Yes.
This sounds like it's aimed at people already deep in the field. Innovators, tech leaders.
That's the idea. Yeah.
It's an opportunity to be a sponsored guest on the podcast, share your own insights, talk about your projects, your vision for AI.
Exactly. It's a platform.
So it's a way to kind of boost your authority and reach this very specific engaged audience. AI pros, researchers, decision makers.
Right. And what's interesting there is it shifts from just consuming AI content to actively contributing to the whole conversation,
mm-hmm.
shaping it even. This kind of partnership helps experienced folks share what they know, which, you know, helps everyone, fosters a more collaborative, informed ecosystem.
Yeah, building that community aspect too. Wow. Okay, so that was quite a deep dive. We've really seen these two strong currents shaping AI today.
Mm-hmm.
On one hand, you've got this incredible, almost breakneck pace of innovation at the very top.
Huh.
Hints of GPT-5, Google launching Gemini DeepThink.
Right, the bleeding edge.
And Reddit's surprising move into search.
Try and forget that one.
And then on the other hand, this growing ecosystem trying to make it all accessible. Education, collaboration.
Yeah, like Etienne Newman's work with the certification guides, the Builder's Toolkit,
yeah.
that whole AI Unraveled platform.
Exactly. Connecting the dots between the breakthroughs and practical application.
And if you sort of step back and look at the bigger picture here, it's just so clear that AI isn't just evolving anymore. It feels like it's accelerating massively.
Yeah, accelerating is the word.
Yeah.
The sheer amount of new stuff coming out and how fast it's happening. Plus, you've got more and more of these targeted learning resources, platforms for people to share ideas. It really means that just staying informed, staying engaged, it's not just nice to have anymore, is it? It's becoming, well, essential.
Crucial, yeah.
It really underlines that idea that knowledge is powerful, but it's most valuable when you actually understand it and can, you know, apply it.
So putting it all together, what does this actually mean for you, the listener?
Mm-hmm. Well, that really brings us to the key question to think about, doesn't it? As AI keeps racing ahead like this at this incredible pace, and as all these powerful new tools and ways to learn become available, the real question for you is, how are you going to use these insights, these opportunities? How will you leverage all this to shape your own path and maybe even contribute back to this really transformative field?